Even when the U.S. coastline dodged what could have been a much worse disaster, 22 people died when Hurricane Matthew brushed by. A decade after Katrina and a century after Galveston, Texas, the United States is still not so great at disaster recovery, especially when it comes to housing. That's according to Zach Rosenberg, the founder of nonprofit SBP, started his quest for better disaster planning after helping out in St. Bernard Parish in 2006. And he joins me now. Mr. Rosenberg, great to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Good morning. How are you?
All right. Tell us what you learned from that New Orleans area quest that you and your future wife set out on so many years ago.
Biggest thing that we learned, Tom, is that there's a tremendous human toll to a delayed recovery. You know, citizens and homeowners, if their expectations are managed, can get their head around a somewhat longer time for recovery. But we found three things: that recovery needs to be predictable. If we don't understand when we're going to get home, it fully devastates people's sense of being. If you think about seniors, there's a time-limited amount of time in their golden years, and kids, there's a time-limited amount of time in their formative years. So recovery has to be predictable, it has to be prompt, and it has to be efficient.
Now, doesn't conditions such as the weather and what damage is done and residual damage affect anyone's ability, the government or the private sector, to affect that recovery?
Yeah, I think what we're talking about is after the storm and the immediate peril is over, what can be done to hasten the time between the disaster and the recovery itself? And while America's, I think, trying hard and working hard and certainly coming from the right place, America's disaster recovery model is, we think, not optimally efficient, and the human toll of that is pretty significant for our citizens.
Now, you've got some recommendations for federal agencies, but before we get to them, tell us a little bit about SBP.
Sure, Tom. Thanks. I was a D.C. lawyer 20 pounds and I guess 11 years ago. Was happily living in Washington. And after a significant trial, my wife, or then girlfriend, and I went to go volunteer in New Orleans for, it was supposed to be 2 weeks, 6 months after the storm. And when we thought maybe we were too late, this is America. Disasters happen. A third of the country's oil passes through Louisiana. We thought maybe we missed it. And when we got to New Orleans, we realized the recovery hadn't even started. Lucky people were in FEMA trailers, six or seven packed in there. Others were sleeping in attics and cars and garages. And these were people who had achieved an element of the American dream. They owned their homes. They were independent. They were autonomous. And there was no clear path forward. Long story short, after we didn't see the haste and the efficiency in the recovery, we ended up moving down there. We thought it would be a year. We figured we'd build houses, the two of us, do what we could do, then get back to our lives. But in that first year, we realized that the American disaster recovery system was flawed and we had to do more. So we started building houses, and by year one, we had built 88 houses. We expanded over the years from St. Bernard Parish into New Orleans. We partnered with Toyota and UPS and drove significant efficiency. After working with Toyota, we cut our construction time in half from 120-something days to 61 days, and then realized that these are problems that happen outside of New Orleans as well, and we expanded to Joplin in New York, in New Jersey, in any of those communities. We built more houses than any other group. But after some discussion with the board, we realized that while building is essential, we've got to get people back in their homes. We don't want to just put a Band-Aid on it and react after. You know, it feels wonderful to build someone's house and get them back home after 3, 5, or 10 years. But we realize that feeling of fulfillment when you get someone home is predicated on one thing, and that one thing is someone suffering during that time. So we changed our name from St. Bernard Project to SBP, and we expanded our mandate or our mission. The mission now is to shrink the time between disaster and recovery, to reduce that time. We build in an innovative way. We then share our model with other organizations. We're currently working with 9 organizations across the country. 3, we do resilience training for homeowners and small and mid-sized businesses, both before and after disaster. 4, we work with governments to help them access and then get the federal dollars on the street. And 5, we do some advocacy work within the industry with a goal of changing what's measured in post-disaster recovery, switching from measuring process and fidelity to that process to instead measuring outcomes and outputs on a time-sensitive basis.
We're speaking with Zach Rosenberg, founder and CEO of the nonprofit SBP. With respect to getting money into people's hands, what causes the major gap between disaster and recovery?
So there's two federal funding programs that can be appropriate for folks. One are the FEMA dollars. We think the community, FEMA, NGOs, all of us have to do a better job of helping folks navigate the FEMA process. In short, when people apply for FEMA, they actually have to get rejected or denied twice before there's even an opportunity to get the full payments. You apply, you can get a certain payment. The calculation isn't public. We think it's something that ought to be public. It's not clear. We think it's something that has to be clear. It's not predictable. We think it has to be predictable. Then after that initial payment, folks are steered over to SBA. So that's the first rejection. If people get SBA dollars, they're then foreclosed from getting FEMA dollars. If they get rejected by SBA, they get bounced back to FEMA, and then it's a conversation in FEMA's parlance on and a dialogue on how the rest of the compensation is going to work. No doubt FEMA's working hard, and they want people to come home. What we believe, there has to be some more transparency and predictability, and folks need to understand the process so that they don't just give up after their first payment.
Probably FEMA and maybe SBA are worried about fraud, too, because a lot of people stream into areas and have gotten money that were nowhere near the disaster. And so could that be one of the reasons they're so cautious about actually closing the deal with people?
Without a doubt. We believe the federal entities, of course, are acting in good faith. We think you achieve what you measure. So if you measure preventing 100% of fraud, you'll prevent fraud, but you won't have a lot of outcomes. What we're asking for and what we're pushing for, though, isn't looser regulations. It's clear regulations so that people can manage their expectations and build their expectations around what they'll be compensated. We want transparency so people understand what methodology is being used to see how they qualify.
And you've got three prescriptions for FEMA and for the federal government. What are those?
Yeah, we have a bunch of thoughts. First of all, there is no successful disaster recovery in America without AmeriCorps. AmeriCorps, we think, is the most efficient federal entity. We've worked, AmeriCorps members with us have served for over 150,000 hours and have leveraged that in volunteer labor over the last 10 years. So we believe that AmeriCorps needs to be increased in funding. These are Americans who commit 10 months of their lives to serve in this country. There's more of them applying, and we think there has to be more funding for them. Each AmeriCorps member who works with SBP leverages about $180,000 of volunteer labor over a 10-month term. Second, we're advocating for communication between the IRS. What we're looking for is an opportunity when folks fill out their taxes for them to opt in to allow FEMA to pull that information in times of presidentially declared disasters so that we'll cut down on the challenge of filling out applications for FEMA after disasters. We want to reduce the toll on folks, and we want to streamline things, and we think one federal agency speaking to the next will certainly do that. Finally, what we suggest is a reimbursement program from HUD. In situations when HUD dollars are congressionally authorized and are going to come to the states through a supplemental CDBG disaster recovery process, CDBG-DR, we want states to have the ability to pre-spend the money and then get paid back for the residential recovery by HUD as long as they're acting in full compliance and following all environmental regulations. We think that will save money because houses will sit fallow for less time. It will increase the tax benefit or tax rolls because they'll get back to their pre-storm appraisal value. It will put people to work. And most importantly, it will get people home sooner.
And have you had much reception for these ideas either within the agencies or on Capitol Hill?
So AmeriCorps was funded better last year. It's certainly a priority of the president. And I think Congress is seeing the impact of AmeriCorps in every single congressional district around the country. We hope to work with FEMA and our IRS on this one app. We were on the Hill last week socializing it to very strong reception. And I got to tell you, I think HUD is smart and thoughtful and nimble. The communication between HUD and South Carolina has led, and with the leadership of Governor Haley there, has led to an unprecedented initial timeline for getting dollars committed and out the door, and we're hoping that's something that can be replicated, if not even improved on, in Louisiana.
Zach Rosenberg is founder and CEO of the nonprofit SBP. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for your time.
Find a link to more about SBP at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. You'll also find this interview posted there.